From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the capital of country music, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring Hank Snow.
Have you ever been down to Haiti when the summer sun was sinking low? There's nothing but romance just everywhere you glance, and the native hearts are all aglow. But when the Cuban queen comes upon the scene, they all stare like a statue out of stone. When they realize what's before their eyes, the other gals are left all alone. Down in the Caribbean, it's not a dream you've seen when you get a glimpse of the lady with the charm. And for miles away, you can see her sway to the beat of the Cuban conga line that forms. I've been a tree so high, way up in the skies, and so wide-eyed monkey on a limb. He wonders why the people go to so much trouble just to try to be like him. He doesn't understand that it's a lady's hand that makes a heart feel so sublime. But before too long, he starts singing the song, and then he gets in the conga line. But he missed the Nassau, the part of the Caribbean. He didn't see the charms and the open arms. It was the gold that he was seeing. Oh, but I'm glad he missed the sweetest thing I kissed, cause we're on our honeymoon. I'm so sorry, Chris, to talk about you like this, but you were 500 years too soon.
Well, thank you so much, folks, and to all my friends of the Grand Ole Opry. A warm welcome to another country music fest here at the Old Ryman. Grant Turner, tell the folks who's with us tonight.
Well, lots of your favorite opera stars, folks. And Hank, there's Rod Brasfield, Cousin Minnie Pearl, Grandpa Jones, Del Wood, and the entire Opry gang.
And as a special treat, I thought it was high time we had a visit from a pretty little Texas gal we all know and like, Miss Goldie Hill. Well, sir, Goldie will be with us in just a minute, friends, but coming our way right now for our first 1956 visit, that teller of tall tales in all the way from home wall, Rod Brasfield.
Hello there, Mr. Hank Snow. It's good to see you.
Why, howdy, Rodley, and how are you?
I want to ask you something, Hank.
Yeah.
You know what the mama acorn said to the baby acorn when the baby asked its mama where it come from?
No, I don't. What?
She says, hush, dear, the stork brought you.
Say, incidentally, come here, Rodley. Listen, how's everything down the farm?
Just fine, Hank, just fine. My sister Bessie is running the farm while I'm up here. She's a good farmer out there, Bessie is, boy. She's a regular farmer.
You mean that she's a farmerette?
She's a what?
A farmerette. You see, Rod, anytime it's a lady, it's spelled with an E-T-T-E.
Sure enough.
Well, like a farmer, she's a farmerette, and like a butcher, she's a butcherette. You see what I mean?
Yeah, if it's a lady, it's spelled with an E-T-T-E, F. Farmer, farmerette, butcher, butcherette. Does that mean that an asset would be a lady donkey? Hank, you ought to be... Nobody ought to have been to me and my gal Susie last night. Boy, we went to a party. We was in my old Ford and
Rodley,
we didn't
just,
have a party.
Just a minute
it
now.
Was just too a,
Rodley,
the plow,
wait just a minute. I can't think of one gal that would go out with you.
Is that so?
That's right.
Is that so?
That's
well,
right.
By now, I'll bet I can show you a thing or two.
Well, now, wait a minute.
You moving
now,
on
just,
looking thing.
Now, come here,
well,
just,
that makes me
now,
so
wait
mad.
A minute.
I wish I had a goat burger. I'd slap you now, right in the face with it.
Rodley, now don't get mad. Now, wait a minute.
Oh.
Now, listen. Now, look, Rodley.
Yeah.
Now, listen. Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something.
Well, go ahead.
Supposing you're sitting in the park.
Sitting in the park?
Yeah.
What park?
Any park. What park do you want?
I don't care. It's your story. Go ahead and tell me.
All right. All right, so you're now listen, you're sitting in the park with your gal.
Oh, I am?
What would you do?
I didn't know she was there. Huh?
What would you do?
I'm sitting in the park with my gal.
Yeah.
What would I do?
Yeah.
I know, I'd buy her a bag of peanuts.
Oh, Rodley, no. No.
Yeah, I would.
No. Now, look, first, you'd put your arms around her.
Put my arms around her?
Right.
Tell me more, boy. Go ahead, tell me more.
You put your arms around her?
Yeah, put my arms around her.
And then,
yeah,
you'd put your lips up close to her.
Yeah, put my lips up close. Go ahead, boy. Tell me more, boy.
But, now, wait a minute.
Yeah?
But, she pushes you away.
Pushes me away? Uh-oh, sure enough.
Now, what would you do?
I'd grab my bag of peanuts back. Well, I've got to have to go here. It's been good to see you, hey?
Thank you.
Going home, and I'm going to sit on my front porch with my old dog and my guitar. Boy, there ain't nothing like sitting on the front porch with the old dog and the guitar.
What kind of a dog?
I don't care, as long as he can play a guitar.
Say, Hank, I want your opinion on something.
Okay, Grant.
Say, what do you think makes Prince Albert so mild and tasty?
Grant, it's because P.A. is tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be.
Well, actually, there are a lot of reasons why Prince Albert smoking tobacco is such a good smoke. But yours is a good one, especially when you consider how P.A.'s own special process holds and heightens the natural flavor of fine choice tobacco. P.A. gives you natural tobacco taste. Pipe full after pipe full.
Here's another reason, Grand. P.A. is crimp cut, too. It packs neat and firm in your pipe, smokes cool and comfortable.
Yes, Hank, it's easy to see why Prince Albert is taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco. Now, you pipe and Makin's men, test P.A. yourselves. Get the handy, thrifty tin of P.A. That's Prince Albert, the national joy smoke.
Now let's welcome that cute little gal from down Texas way, Miss Goldie Hill. Goldie, it sure is a pleasure to have you here on the show, honey, and I know that you've got a real fine song for us. You tell the folks what it's going to be, will you?
I sure will, Hank. Thank you very much. It's the latest record that I sang for you, one called Steel Guitar. My dearest love, he travels. And always takes his steel guitar. And I'm alone while he's away, just humming those tender old tunes he used to play. Oh, how I need my one and only, since he has wandered very far. I get so blue and I get lonely every time I hear a steel guitar. I go to bed but lie awake just hearing sounds his strings would make. To steal a kiss. Oh, how I need my one and only, since he has wandered very far. I get so blue and I get lonely every time I hear a steel guitar. And nothing more. And now I'm blue as I can be, just knowing that steel guitar means more than me. steel guitar.
Mighty fine, Goldie, and before anybody else asks you, you're my partner for an old-fashioned Grand Ole Opry Square Dance right now. Everybody join in as Doc Lou does the call and Tommy Dayton and Chubby Wise play Sally Gooden. Spots of a Saturday night, the moment or two we give to a sacred song here at the Grand Ole Opry. We hope you like the one we've picked for you tonight. He'll understand and say well done. If when you give the best of your service, telling the world that the Savior has come, be not dismayed when man don't believe you. He'll understand and say, well done. Oh, when I come to the end of my journey, weary of life, and the battle is won, carrying the staff and the cross of redemption, he'll understand and say, understand and say, well done. Thank you, folks. Thanks a whole lot. Well, here comes a friend of yours with something mighty important on his mind.
Say, Hank, what makes a star?
I'd say P.A., Grant, personal appeal.
Well, now, what makes a Macon cigarette?
Why, that's P.A., too, Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Yes, friends, and Prince Albert and an OCB paper, you've got the makings of a perfect smoke. You see, P.A. has natural tobacco taste, and Prince Albert's own special process holds and heightens the natural flavor of fine choice tobacco.
And don't forget, Grand, P.A. is crimp cut so it rolls neat and easy and smokes mild and tasty.
Yes, it's no wonder Prince Albert is taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco. Fellas, roll your next Macon cigarette with Prince Albert.
Nature in her own sure way put the flavor in P.A.
fry, Prince Albert, you'll agree, it's tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. Well, sounds like Miss Delwood is not only on hand, but in action, and she's doing her all-time hit tune, Down Yonder. It just dawned on me that Hank Snow is having himself a lucky time at the opera tonight. There's Pretty Goldie Hill for looks. There's Miss Delwood for fine piano playing. And there's, well, here she comes right now, our gal Saturday, the gossip of Grinder Switch, Cousin Minnie Pooh!
Cost over $1 million. I said, yeah, and it was worth every cent of it. Oh, y'all are gonna think after a while I don't think about nothing but kissing.
That's right. Well, you know, I tell you, I've been making a study of southern fellers and northern fellers. While I was down there in Louisiana, I had a chance to kind of make a study of them. And I tell you, I've worked out one. I want to tell y'all, now this is of more interest to the girls than would be to the fellas. But I want to tell all you girls listening in that there's a whole lot of difference between them southern fellas and them northern fellas. Now the southern fellas, they're kind of hot-blooded and excitable and kind of impetuous and nice. I like them. And them northern fellas, now they're a little slow-moving at times. They're kind of dignified and conventional and everything, but they're sincere. And I like them, too. In fact, I'd settle for a southern boy from just about as far north as possible. Well, so though I want to say before I leave that I've got a little bad cold tonight. I had an awful hard time. I took some of that medicine out and took the doctor give it to me. It wasn't the medicine hurt me. It was the directions on the bottle said take it 2 nights of running and skip a night. That is bad. Them nights I took it to running, sure enough. Them nights I took it to skipping, that'd like kill me now. I'd like to tell you that everybody at Grinder Switch was happy over the Christmas presents now before I leave Christmas alone, except for Uncle Nabob. He got one present that he thought was kind of foolish. I went over to see him today. He was talking about it. He said, you know, Cece Jones give me a pair of monogram pajamas. I said, why, Uncle Nabob, that's a nice present. I said, lots of gentlemen would like to have some monogram pajamas. Uncle Nabob says, not me. Don't give me no monogram pajamas. He said, if I don't know who I am by the time I get ready to go to bed, why bother? Bye now, see you next.
I Not just Wonderful Minnie Pearl. Now, how'd you folks like to hear another song from Goldie Hill? Goldie, I know that you must have another one of those real pretty tunes tucked away there somewhere, so how about it?
Thank you, Hank. We hope that they'll like the other side of the record called A Second Chance.
I'll watch each move you make. I'll watch each step you take. In future years you may get lonely, dear. Should there ever be that day, then I'll just hope and pray that I'll be first to have a second chance with you. First to have a second chance with you. First to cheer you when you're sad and blue. Should there ever be that day when I'll just hope and pray that I'll be first to have a second chance with you.
Here we go again, from the sublime to the you-know-what, because here comes that old-timer from way up in the hills, Grandpa Jones and his friend Old Blue.
Once I had an old blue dog, he chased them possums across that log, chased them down and run them up a tree, then he'd stand and he'd bark for me. Go on, Blue, you rascal, you, tree them possum for me and you. Go on, Blue, you rascal, you, tree them possum for me and you. Old Blue's foot was big and round when he put it on the ground. Possum better be a-hunting him a hole. Hit him for his track gets cold. Come on, Blue, get some too. Here's enough for me and you. Chase him down and run him up a tree. Then he'd stand and bark for me. See that possum sitting on a limb. Winked at me and I winked at him. Come on, Blue, that will do. Here's enough for me and you. Then lay him down and scrape him off. Put some sweet taters in that pan. Best old eating in this land. Come on, Blue, get some too. Here's enough for me and you. Come on, Blue, get some too. Here's enough for me and you. Now as I'm singing off my song, my old blue dog is dead and gone. When he died, I laid him in the shade. Dug his grave with a silver spade. Let him down with a golden chain. Every link I called his name. Blue, 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 Blue. Wish it was me instead of you. Blue, 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 Blue. Wish it was me instead of you. Now when I lay my banjo down, I'm going on to heaven for to get me a crown. When I get to heaven, the first thing I'll do, grab me a horn and a blow for Blue. Come on, Blue, I'm coming to. That's room enough for me and you. Go on, Blue, I'm coming to. That's room enough for me and you.
Well, sir, it feels like time for the boys and me to try to do another one for your friends. And for tonight, we've picked one of our newest on the Victor label, and with high hopes that you like it very much. The song is called These Hands, and this is the way it happened.
Mm-hmm. of a gentleman. These hands are callous and old. These hands raise the family. These hands build a home. Now these hands if these hands fill their task, then what more could one ask? Oh, these fingers have worked to the bone. Now don't try to judge me by what you like to be, for my life hasn't been a success. Yet some people have power, and still they grieve, while these hands brought me happiness. Now I'm tired, and I'm old, and I haven't much gold. Maybe things ain't been all that I planned. God up above, hear my plea. When it's time to judge me, take a look at these hard-working hands.
Well, sir, it's time for saying goodnight, folks, but we sure want you to be on hand 1 week from tonight, when we'll come calling for you in the old buckboard. And at that time, the man in the driver's seat will be Carl Smith, and riding along is Carl's guest, that long, tall drink of water, Hawk Jaw Hawk. Until then, this is Hank Snow saying so long. Thanks for everything, and we'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
Today's the day for you to discover the pleasure of a great-tasting new cigarette, a wonderfully different king-size smoke.
That's brand-new Cavalier. The king-size smoke with the king-size taste.
Yes, new Cavalier tastes just great, and the smoke feels as good as it tastes.
Great taste, great feel, a great smoke. That's what you get when you open up the smart new Cavalier pack of red, white, and gold.
Light up. And right off, you'll get the pleasure of naturally rich taste that draws so easy through the cooling extra length of Cavalier's top crop tobaccos. The flavor's all there.
And so is the pleasure of smooth smoke that feels good to you, feels so fresh, so smooth, smoke after smoke.
Yes, the smoke feels as good as it tastes. Enjoy this wonderful smoking experience soon. Make it today. Discover new Cavalier, the king-size smoke with the king-size taste.
This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service.
WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company, Nashville, Tennessee.